a new podcast will launch on Friday with Queensland Police, hoping it may lead to a breakthrough in their 15-year search to identify the body of a man who was found by workers at Poona Dam near Nambour. The man, now referred to as Poona Paul, was lying on a towel with his belongings next to him when his body was discovered in 2008. But despite DNA tests, fingerprint scans, missing persons reports and searches of dental and tattoo records, police have never been able to identify him. He's thought to be aged between 45 and 65, and recently detectives have uncovered new information that's taken their search for answers overseas. Trauma season has come early for staff at the Australia Zoo Wildlife Hospital due to the warmer weather. In the past month, vets there have treated some 600 patients, with many more expected between now and February.
These animals are out there looking for mates, looking for new food sources and shelter, and it is when they become more in contact with humans and for that reason get into strife. We see wildlife admitted after being hit by cars, attacked by our domestic pets, and for various reasons, like getting hit by boats or being entangled in fishing line.
Dr. Ludo Valenza there, who says if we come across any wildlife in trouble, we should call a local carer straight away who'll be able to assist. The Australia Zoo Wildlife Hospital is open 365 days a year. It's been 1 year since the mad cow ban on donated blood was lifted in Australia, generating more than 7,000 new blood and plasma donors in Queensland. According to Lifeblood Sunshine Coast, 1,100 people who lived in the UK between 1980 and 1996 have rolled up their sleeves in the past 12 months, collectively making 3,800 donations here. Among them is local man Patrick O'Kane, who's embraced his newly eligible status by donating 26 times. And unfortunately, it looks like those storms forecast for the Sunshine Coast will obscure our view of this week's lunar phenomenon. It's a supermoon and blue moon occurring at the same time on Thursday. Space expert Professor Paulio D'Souza says the moon will look very bright, but it won't actually be blue.
Just the name that we gave to solid blue. And this event happens once every couple of years to have three full moons in the same season. When that happens, there we go. We call it blue moon.